Almost Live from Nigel, it's time for this week's Hardman Newspapers podcast.
Hello, I'm Andy Dalrymple, and welcome back to part two of our Isle of Man Newspapers podcast, Nigel's Christmas Special. Of course, Almost Lies from Nigel. Right, this week I'm still joined by Newshound Jess Ward.
Hiya.
And Sam Turn.
Hello.
And Distribution's very own Katie Kitchener.
Hello.
Are you alright there?
Yes!
Right, as you can probably tell, several of the team have been drinking. Some more than others.
You were worried about me at the start of this.
Well, it's because you look like your man from Where's Home Alone. I think you did the disservice.
Russell Gummidge is back on telly.
Stop plugging things that aren't relevant to our podcast.
What's wrong with you?
Is it on Amazon Prime by any chance?
That's on BBC.
Oh my god. Right, you may have heard part one of this shambles, where we discussed some of the highlights of our year. We're going to continue to do that. It says here, big red letters, update on level of soberness. How are we doing? Jess?
I think I'm doing a lot better than Katie, because she's having a bit of a meltdown there. I mean, it's that hello before, that hello.
Sam, you seem to be all right on your Carlsberg there, yeah?
Yeah, I'm fine.
It's middle of the road, that 3.8, you're fine, aren't you? Right. Okay, let's crack on then. Back to the highlights. Sam, this one was when you stumbled upon, well, I'm not going to say stumbled upon, you actually went to see him, didn't you? A person who had a bit of a say in the recent general election in Great Britain.
Yeah, it was a weird start to the year, really, because I ended up interviewing Nigel Farage, who, despite what you sort of hope, is actually quite a charming man on a personal level. You know, when you start talking to him, he's quite...
He's got a lot of charisma.
Yes, he does. He's got a lot of natural charm to him as well.
You've thought about that, haven't you?
Jess thinks about Nigel quite a lot.
Number one fan.
Why are you sat so far back?
Well, I'm just
tired. Do you need some back support?
Yeah.
Right, also, Nigel Farage.
I'm very loud, so... Helps.
Yeah, so Nigel, you got him to record a clip for us.
Yes, I did, which I guess we'll be hearing now.
It's almost live from Nigel.
But you sound he was very charming. It was a full house, wasn't it?
It was. It was the palace, yeah. And it remarkable evening. I think my favourite moment the whole evening was not during his speeches or anything. It was when he drank most of a large glass of red wine in one gulp. Yeah. And then said, I'm going for a smoke, and then just disappeared off while there was still a queue, people waiting to meet him.
Oh.
And then just, you know, wandered back into the room afterwards.
Fair enough.
As if he hadn't left.
And you had a selfie with him?
Yeah.
Did he charge you a fiver for that?
No, he didn't. No.
Oh, that's nice of him. Yeah.
No, he was... there was a protest that night as well, about five or six people turned up, which he said was quite annoyingly pathetic.
It was really bad weather.
It was horrendous weather, yeah.
Were the people, like... kind of protesting outside or anything like that? Like,
that's literally just what he said.
Are you that far away that the sound hasn't reached you yet?
Taking a while.
You're on a satellite delay. Tell you what, you don't get a delay on Amazon Prime.
What are you plugging that room?
If you're getting a free subscription, I'll get one.
Right. You see the deal I've got with Sky, BT Broadband.
There is an obvious segue for this. I'm not going to make it because it's crude. About Nigel Farage and your next activity, where you were,
I got it.
Where you were pancake tossing in Mackled, weren't you?
Yeah, it's probably like one of my highlights. I think
you were the third best tosser.
Well,
in Mackled.
You have included it in your highlights.
Well, yeah. But like, it was such a moment. Yeah. So I decided I'd just like take part, and I was up against. Like the likes of the head teacher of Laxian London School and
all the names,
the who's who of pancakes,
MHK's Daphne Kane, and Martin Perkins. So you know it's going to be a tough competition. But so I just had to like run around with my little frying pan and the little pancake and flip it every now and then.
Well, I hope you were flipping it continuously, otherwise it's not a proper toss.
Well, it's actually really hard to run and toss at the same time.
So I've heard.
So you had, like, stations, you had to get up to the station and then...
The tossing stations.
Toss it. Yeah, the tossing stations.
Stop it. Stop it. This is a serious news podcast.
Toss it three times.
Right.
This happened last time, we just...
And then get right to the end. Into the finish.
All while being photographed by John Madrill.
Yeah, the legend that is. I've actually gone red now. Yeah, but it was good, and then we had a lovely pancake afterwards. I sheltered John Batchel, a little pancake, and I'd never seen him so happy.
I can imagine. So, the big question is, will you be tossing again in the next year?
Will I be taking part in the pancake running? Yeah, I guess so.
You need to come second or first.
Yeah, you're quite competitive. I can imagine that rivalry not being in the top spot.
Yeah, it was pretty annoying. So I've got to get first place.
Right. Well, we'll look forward to updating you that next
Number
year.
Number one tosser.
That could be you, Jess.
That could be me.
Talking of tossers, me and Dave Norton recorded our 100th football podcast this year, which was a quite momentous occasion. We've been doing it for 4 years and make it look increasingly difficult every week. Nearly as difficult as this one. We're now up to 103. Recorded the 103rd just before Christmas. And with Agent Rashid, the alter ego.
He's on a cup,
he is. Someone dropped one of the cups. We had two Agent Rashid cups. He's given us a new one this year, so there'll be another one appearing in the kitchen cupboard shortly.
I do like it when I find an Agent Rashid cup in
Agent
the kitchen.
Agent Rashid came in and did a quiz for us.
Oh, what a legend.
Very good.
You actually have to start listening to your podcast.
Oh, he was on fire on Twitter. I think it was like the Sports Awards. And he was like, I can't remember what it was, but it was to do with the netball girls and how he had to like, he was like, thanks, I'd like some new eardrums, thanks, guys. It was so good.
Were you worried where that was going?
Yeah, knowing Agent Rashid.
That could be a super agent scandal, that one.
Yeah, so we have recorded 103 of them now. Most of them involve Dave Norton coughing. It is actually weird when he doesn't.
Can you make like a compilation and compile all of his coughs? See how many hours it takes?
Could you do it to a Christmas tune?
So today we had a first round of the quiz involved a buzzer. So Dave's buzzer was him coughing. That Agent Rashid had recorded him coughing. So we had to press him. So.
Oh my gosh! That's
so there was a point where he coughed by accident, and we had to clarify he wasn't buzzing in. So that was quite funny. They listen to that if you get a chance. That's on audioboom.com/magsfootball. Talking of sport, Katie. One of this year's amazing sporting achievements was, of course, the World Tin Bath Championships. And Alman Newspapers had a team, didn't they?
It was the first time I've ever been down there. And it was... I didn't want to go, but they were one person short. So I was like, you know what? I'll do it once and then be like, we've done it. I'm never going to have to do it again. But it was fantastic. It was like...
It was not, Katie.
So you,
it was not.
I mean...
You were doing the tin bath rather than snake
race. We did the snake race and then just had a really good time in Castletown. Because it was very sunny.
So you would have got wet because the snake race, you were essentially in a
It was
ring.
Absolutely nerve-wracking there when you're picking up your ring and you're going into the water and the people are coming out like, oh, there's so much stuff in there.
So much stuff?
It's just stuff touches your legs and things.
Like what?
Really?
Like seaweed.
Okay.
Yeah. Or Jess coming up through the hole.
Why were you going up through the hole?
That's what she was in like the ring behind me or two behind me, and I was just sat there. And the next thing, she's just like slipping, like she's coming up.
Why?
That's what she does.
Yeah,
that's her style. But
to surprise people.
We're all quite competitive people, and we tactic like everything was done for tactics of where people were placed. So we were thinking. Sam is the tallest, Sam has the longest legs, Sam can use those strong man legs for the kickings.
I'd like to point out before we get to where this is going, I have not got long legs, I have a long body, I have quite short legs, surprisingly, for the height of me. In fact, I did point out before this started, please carry on.
So, we're on our way, we're all like paddling with our...
Thrashing.
With our little arms going mad. And Sam, like, from looking back on video footage... So I was just lazily reclining.
His legs were so straight. It's unreal. Like, everybody else is like fluttering around. Yeah. Like
at one point, even the commentator says about Isle of Man newspapers team, and so rather than starting, just you know, gives him the middle finger and carries on lazing.
I'd like to point out, I had a problem with my ring.
Get cream for that.
I was too low down into it, and my legs aren't long enough to get up around it, so I had to readjust myself. So I had to climb back up out of the ring, and then lay across the top of it, and then got to go. And at which point we were dead last, sit, and we finished like fourth.
No, I think we finished third in the end.
Yeah,
we finished third,
which is exactly where we wanted to like place. Because if you placed first or second, you had to do it again, and nobody wanted.
And you had to wait for the other heats, and we were like. Want to get dried. get to the pub.
Mm. Use the shower in the back of Emma's car.
Yeah, we
Emma has a shower in the back of her car.
Sort of. No, it was 2 litre bottles of water that she'd warmed up. Which was just sort of...
How did she warm it up?
It was sat in it was a warm day.
Oh, right.
Sat in the boot of a car.
One of us held a towel. I'd
like to point out at this moment I was a safe distance away looking in the opposite direction out of politeness.
Right. Wow. You knew the Tim Bath Championship was happening.
Next year we'll go for greatness. Speechless. Now we know that Sam has a long torso, short legs.
I'm much better with the...
Gotta get those legs going, boy.
Yeah, I think you're going to be the legs.
You've got longer legs than me. Also, as we all famously know, I have bad knees. So I'm better off being...
The excuses are coming out. I don't want to hear that.
The bandages are still on it. It's painful.
You were such an anchor. Weighing us down, Sam. You're weighing us down.
Yeah, you go back to being a
tough... Anyway, let's move
on. It's not
on.
Christmas without our family arguments.
Fight.
From Tim Bath Championships to another speciality subject of Sam, the area plan for the East. Now, we talked about it in our previous festive special because there's a question, you know, we are knowing me, knowing you quiz was how many words you've written on the plan for the East. Are you okay there, Sam?
Yeah.
So would you like to give us a brief overview?
Yeah, so the area plan for the East is a draft document originally by the Cabinet Office, which is going to zone parts of the eastern area of the island for development. So this could be for housing, for schools, for water treatment plants, that sort of stuff. And this led to a public inquiry over the summer, which ran for about 15 days, chaired by Michael Hurley. And basically where we've got to is there's now a draft proposal out, and he has not really sided with the Cabinet Office that much on it.
Right.
A lot of the things they put forward is like sites that should be built on, he's got, they're not ready for it, there's no schooling provision, you should be keeping greenfield sites. So it's quite interesting actually where this goes from now. The area plan is one of them things that a lot of people don't care about, and then when I've explained to them what it actually is, they go, oh, I don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a typical sort of politics story of people don't care until they find out it's literally going to be in their back garden.
Mm-hmm. But this is only the first, isn't it? There's going to be a north and west and a south plan. Well,
there's a south one already.
Oh, okay.
It's this thing, they did the south one, nobody knew.
That's where the highlights went.
No, that's the east. The north and the west is going to be fun because I don't know where anything in the north or the west of the island is.
Well, it's good we get the map out.
South.
Just onking.
Yeah, but have you never noticed something about the map that Sports Editor Watty has? Most of Peel doesn't exist.
No, it is an old one.
But if you've got a question about Peel, you ask Watty.
Whenever Sam gets something wrong about the Isle of Man, Watty actually hits him over the head with that.
I have been hit by him several times. I just go, look at it, it's there.
Trying to ingrain it into his brain.
Stupid boy!
I pull up that and go, but it's not actually there, boy. They haven't built that road then. Well, imagine where it is.
Yes, this is going to run, is it?
Yeah, it should be about July, apparently. We're looking at when it should be coming back to Tynwald for actual final decision on whether the members are going to back it or not. What's interesting, of course, is from there you've got, we're about 16, 17 months out from a general election, and there's a lot of people putting complaints about this area plan.
Right.
So, of course, it's going to have to go before MHK, so you're going to have to vote for it, and then justify it a year later.
Turkeys don't vote for Christmas, do they?
No, they do not.
Right, Jess, moving on from area planning to No Nakedness, Only Hunkiness, which was the title of one of our podcasts, wasn't it?
It was, yes. I think you, Kate... Oh, no, Sam and I are...
You're Chippendales.
Chippendales, aren't we? Yeah.
Askimon. Yeah, Chippendales.
Yeah, I literally don't know who those guys are, but... Sounds mate. But yeah, this was a story about a group of gym-goers from Ramsey who decided to create a calendar where they were posing as different months of the year, and the calendar is on sale at the moment, and they're like at different locations across the island.
So it's 2020 calendar.
Yeah. And they're doing that for Nassim's brain tumor charity, just because one of the members has one of their girls has kind of benefited from it. So yes, yeah, that's how the tie works out. And so yeah, it was basically just a challenge for these guys to kind of get in shape. And yeah, I just thought because I was speaking to one of the guys and he said, "Oh yeah, it's not about nakedness, it's about hunkiness." And it just like really stuck with me. I'm like, okay, that's going to be the headline.
You sent the legends to photograph this, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, John Madron, he was not happy about it. He was like, "Why you sent?" Mainly because it was a Sunday. He wasn't, you know, down with that. But yeah, so John Madron had a few complaints, but.
I think we should just point out that it wasn't because of religious reasons he didn't want to go on a Sunday. It was just because he can't be arsed driving from Port Erin to Ramsey.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He just... Mood.
You've put in brackets after this, Jez the Castown Cat. Now, I presume that...
Is this the same episode?
Yeah.
That's not it. I don't know why that's there, but I mean, I can talk about it.
I presume the cat's, the cat's not in the calendar.
It's not in the calendar. That would be amazing, though. Like, imagine that.
Hunky
Someone
cats.
Should get onto that. Yeah. Hunky cat.
That is so something that a lot of staff members here would have on their desks.
Yeah. So we've got
cats.
Producer Emma.
Two
got,
in this room.
We've got
Holly.
Sam,
Holly
as well. Jackie, who's deputy editor.
Yeah.
Hunky cats.
A lot of cat lovers in this office.
Jez is the Castown Cat then.
Yeah, so...
we've started, so we'll finish.
Yeah, might as well. So, yeah, this is a cat that kind of just lives out in Castown Square.
Looks a bit like Sam today.
Oh my gosh, yeah!
Like, bit
scraggly.
Bit slightly unkempt.
Lots of people think it's unwell.
Yeah. Often taken in for shelter.
Taken to the vets. Yeah. Oh, Sam.
Did he have some sort of skin?
Like a skin condition, it's like eczema. And he's free to roam the streets, really, of Castown. But people, when they see him, because he's got, like, bits of fur missing, like, he's quite patchy looking.
Dishevelled. He looks well...
Dishevelled, yes. Like some members in our office.
Yeah.
And so lots of people find this cat, and they're like, oh, gosh, that cat is really unwell. I'm going to take it to the vet.
Mm.
So they're doing it out of the goodness of their heart. But really, it's just a bit of a nuisance, because the owners get a phone call from the vet, a cat's in again, and they've got to go and collect it. So the owner was saying, can you just leave my cat alone, because he's not one well. He's just happy to roam around Castletown Square. That's his...
He must
hood.
Love the attention he gets.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of pictures.
And
yeah.
Not only that, I mean, he gets to travel too, in style. So he climbs into people's cars that the people are unaware completely. And, yeah, they don't find out until they get home, which might be, like, the other side of the island. So.
That's my second favourite cat and travelling story of the year.
Right.
You'll know which one I'm talking about.
No.
Oh, yes, the cat in
the
bag.
The cat went to Ronald's Way.
Oh, yes. And then it nearly ended up in New York.
Yeah, it went for the scanner, didn't it? The x-ray scanner.
Yeah, and
they went, do you mind if you open your bag? And they pulled out and there's the cat.
Yeah. And I thought, fair play, security. They said, well, obviously you haven't packed your cat on purpose. So they held the cat. And
producer Emma Wood.
And they've...
Kate,
they let them the cat stay with them while someone else came to collect them, so the people could still go on their holiday.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a lovely story actually. That went viral as well, didn't
it's
it?
Lovely, yes. I mean, yeah, we kind of had to balance out because we've had a lot of dog stories this month, haven't we? So,
but it's been a very cat-heavy year, and it's just been a doggy month.
It's going to be an even bigger cat-heavy year because I'm getting a new cat this year.
I thought you were getting a dog.
No, the cat's happening instead.
Where are you getting it from? Are you getting it? From MSPCA.
Yeah, I think you should always get rescue animals. I don't agree with this whole going on.
I got one from the MSPCA and it left me within a month. Went and lived with a nice elderly couple that lived around the corner.
You got rejected.
My cat was crazy and it was getting bullied by another cat and he just found a really lovely elderly
couple. Was it your other
cat
or was it a neighbour's cat?
No, it was a neighbour's cat.
I don't think the neighbour's cat was the problem then, because if it just went round the corner, it hasn't gone very far, has it?
But no, it became a proper house cat, and it just stayed in with this lovely elderly couple.
You're listening to the Cat Podcast. This is a Patreon service from the Isle of Man Newspapers podcast team. Do you like cats? Do you like people that like cats? Please tune in next week. Sam discusses his new cat. And his three top favourite fictional cats.
Right, moving on. Right.
Definitely Jess from Postman Pat. Oh,
yep.
sorry.
Top cat.
Yeah, top cat.
And Tom.
There you go. Carry on.
You finished?
Yeah.
Any more cats?
I mean, we could go on for days.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. Right, moving on. Talking of things going on for days, the Ireland Games took place in the summer. I went there to Gibraltar. I bored the pants off you about this. I always talk about it, how hot it was and how windy it was. The Isle of Man
came. But you were excited about the Morrisons.
The Morrisons was amazing, yeah. The only offshore Morrisons in Britain.
Whoa. But
I think.
Mind blowing.
Yeah. But yeah, Gibraltar is lovely, if we're a bit windy. One of the highlights, apart from all the amazing sporting highlights, which plug, if you're getting an independent on the 2nd, I think, or the exam, I can't remember which way around it is, there'll be pictures, my pictures from the Allen Games are going to be featured, my highlights, as it were. Yeah. But one of the other highlights was seeing...
S Club. You did. I did see you like running through 90s bands.
No, I remember. I can't remember how many members there were.
I'm sure you said there were four.
Three.
I thought there were two boys and a girl.
No, it was Bradders.
Yeah.
Joe and Tina. So there's only three.
So H wasn't even there.
That's steps.
I know. Stop. I didn't know.
But S Club performed. They did all the hits and some of the bands that aren't such hits. Bradley was actually in the vicinity for most of the day.
When you say in the vicinity, were you stalking Bradley?
Well, I came out my Airbnb, my lovely Airbnb in Gibraltar, and I walked through the square, and he was sat in a sort of cafe by the square, and this was at 9 in the morning, and he was performing there 12 hours later, but I'm guessing he came over the border and couldn't be bothered going back, so he was just there.
Hanging out.
But yeah, that was one of the highlights, and probably one that probably won't get mentioned in the picture.
You should have gotten to, like, say, you're listening to Life from Nigel.
But do you know what it was? I thought it was Bradley's, but then I thought... I'm not 100% sure. So do I go up and go, are you Bradley from S Club? And then
really
he goes,
awkward.
No, my name's Dave and I'm from Glasgow or something like that.
See, I had that on Tuesday night because flying back in from Gatwick, Sinead O'Connor was on the plane.
Yeah.
And I was like, is it appropriate to go and ask her, look, I know you're famous and cool, could you just record a little podcast message for us?
Did she have an aisle seat?
No, she was sat...
Was she Speedy Border?
Don't know.
Was she in the front rows?
No.
She have long legs, need that extra leg room.
Get her for the Tim Batty. Yeah. Thanks.
Long leg, short torso.
You're listening to the Isle of Man Newspapers podcast, almost live from Nigel.
Right, before we reveal the answers to Knowing Me, Knowing You quiz, which was a quiz about us that we posed last week.
Producer Emma didn't get that reference, by the way.
Right.
Despite the fact she's the most Alan Partridge person here.
Just quickly discuss our favourite feature of the year. So this is where we come up with ideas for, usually you two actually, to go out in the field, as it were. So it was Alexi Martins, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So it's actually closed to the public. There's only a certain amount of people who've been down there. So like the Lieutenant Governor, Sir Richard Gosney, he's
Gosney.
Yes, with his wife. Yeah, so you kind of like have to climb up loads of ladders. Obviously wearing like helmets because you whack your head all the time. And yeah, I don't know, you just come across like loads of interesting points of history where you can see the remnants of like ladders where the guys would climb up and try to extract like the types of minerals. And yeah, there was one point where I was like freaking out a bit because two of the guys went ahead and the guy who was guiding me through was like, oh, I don't like that, I don't like that, the fact that they're under there. And Dave went in and he had his camera because he was like really excited to get some photos. And then this guide went in and I was like, oh my gosh, this thing could collapse on them and I'd just be there in the dark myself 2 hours inside the mine, and it was really creepy. Because you've got like holes in the ground as well where you could just like fall down and either drown and if you can't get out. So it's just pretty
scary. Yeah, it sounds like fun for all the family, isn't it?
I do remember the day Jess went down the mines. Because we had a night out then with Sam and your podcast wife, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we were all late because Jess came back from the mine. And she came back and even though she'd been wearing like overalls over her clothes, she just covered head to toe in soot.
Yeah, my nails were like witches.
She'd gone full on Justin Trudeau.
Whoa.
Right, Sam, your favourite feature. Now, I don't know if it's your favourite feature.
It's definitely not.
But it's our favourite feature because of the picture.
Yes. My favourite photo ever taken.
Right.
earlier this year, I went to get my hearing tested. Not as
for a feature.
Not that I needed to do it. It was International World Hearing Week or day or whatever. And I was asked to go up to the clinic, which is up at Tracy Bell's surgery. Went up and they had us in. And they put us in this... like soundproof box, which
It looked like you were being microwaved.
Looks like, well, it either looks like I'm being microwaved, or it looks like a very low budget version of Elton John's Rocketman.
I always think it's a Stanley Kubrick movie.
Yeah, I could see that actually.
I could see it on one of those like pretentious Instagram pages discussing the color palette from that photo.
Thing is, like, your face kind of shows that you've been forced into a little box and, like, set it out in space.
It's the fact you're wearing, like, a white shirt unbuttoned at the neck. Like, you've been taken from your family to go into space.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. It looks so sad.
They'd sent a dog up. It had to come back. To get sad.
So, so that was how that went.
How was your hearing?
Perfect.
Oh, good. So it wasn't a wasted trip.
Sorry?
It was.
No, it wasn't. It was all right, actually. It turns out that my right side was slightly better than my left, if I remember correctly.
Oh, right.
Which is actually quite normal for me, but I always have problems down my left side. I don't know why, but yeah.
Random fact.
Yeah.
Of Sam.
Yeah, I've got a bad shoulder on my left, bad knee on my left, bad ankle on my left. It's always my left side.
You've just given away all your weaknesses.
If you're going to run up and hit me, hit me on the left.
Mullig bands will be coming around going, right, this one's a soft touch. Just tap me on the left side with your big bladder and you'll be down like a sack of something else.
So yeah, so I did that. And of course the pictures, I think it's still my Twitter picture. It is.
Our group chat pictures.
Yeah. Yes, it is. But yeah, so that's the one of me is in a rocket ship, which is, it looks like a halfway blasted off, I just realised I've left the oven on or something.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, no.
That Frey Bentos is going to be ruined. Right, so before we finish, it's time to now reveal the answers from our Knowing Me, Knowing You quiz. If you did listen to the first part of this festive special, we asked you some questions about us. Everyone had a go, didn't they, as it were?
An attempt, yeah.
And now we're going to reveal the answers. So the first question was, how many countries has Judith Chalmers, a.k.a. Katie, visited this year? Now, guesses were, let me have a quick look. Jess said 8, I said 37, and Sam said 14. Right, what was the answer, Katie?
Countries, I've been to 9. I've been to Colombia, England, Portugal, Spain, Italy, Greece, Scotland, Ireland, Austria. Oh, there was another one.
So 10.
No.
Yes.
Nine, yes. And
Germany.
And 15 trips off the island.
Wow. Right, next question.
Yeah.
Did you win?
I'm not the point.
No,
because
she
was me.
I was 14. She said 15 trips off the island.
No, yeah, but it's nine countries. Countries. Jess
and Jess 8. Right, how many FOI requests has Sam put in this year? Video informations. They were, guesses were as follows. Jess said 14, Katie said 27, and I said 9.
32.
Oh! Wow.
Katie wins.
I tend to put a flurry in when I get angry about something. So.
Is that what you do on a Friday night? You watch the last, like, get all riled up, and it's like, FOI, here I come.
It tends to be like a Friday afternoon when I'm...
Getting psyched up for the weekend.
Yeah. Right, next question is, Jess is queen of the Vox Pop. What was her favourite question she asked this year? So Katie guessed school dinners, I guessed school dinners, and Sam said Christmas decorations. Right, go on.
Right, so it's something that we've actually covered already, and that was, do you like gnomes?
What?
I remember that one. It was a very good one.
Yeah. It's my favourite because it's just so random. You go up and you're like, do you like gnomes? And we got some pretty good answers. It's instead gnoming me, gnoming you.
Yes, right. How many words has Sam written on the area plan? The guesses were Jess, 5,500, Katie, 27,000, me, 12,000. This is a rough guess, isn't
it? It's a rough guess of about 7,500.
Boom!
Jess again?
Yes, I know sugar.
You know your sugar, right?
Are you doing your own censorship now?
How many different types of biscuit have I sampled this year in the Max Football podcast? Katie guessed 52.
I was a fool.
Jess said 49 and Sam said 40. Right, I will give you the answer.
I was thinking normal year, not football season.
Well, you see, but then I was thinking you do double dip. We double dip.
Yeah.
So the answer is about 47.
So who won?
Oh, it's Jess.
Jess.
Oh, no.
Get in.
Jess is the best guesser.
Well done, Jim.
Third best tosser in Mackled, best guesser in Nigel.
Yep, so we're going to... 2020, I'm going to be the best pancake tosser.
Have you got that 2020 vision?
I do, yeah.
Right, that's about it for this festive special, the second part of the festive special. I hope you've enjoyed it. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you so much for listening to us.
Katie's about to cry.
Half
a bottle of Malbec in it.
The tears are coming.
Sam's about to see if he can find Macaulay Culkin. thanks again for listening. Maybe remember, if you do want to get in touch, you can on our Instagram and Twitter. That's at IOM News Podcast. Or use the hashtag Almost Live from Nigel and we will pick them up. Please do remember, do send us Christmas card, postcards, whatever. They're at IOM News Podcast, IOM Newspapers, European House. Peel Road, Douglas, IM15ED.
Yes.
You right there, Kate?
Yeah.
She's still before crying. We go, that's a big thank you to all our listeners.
I said thank you.
Mike Arnold Schwarzenegger, we'll be back.
Yeah.
Oh.
Until next time.
Bye for now.